What is up, everybody? This is the Rafters Podcast, episode 18, brought to you by Couchcast Sports. As always, my name is Connor Strayer. I'm also here with Liam McDade. Liam, how you doing, brother?
I'm really good. I survived the snowstorm, so.
Yeah, if you're out of state listening to this, or obviously if you're listening to it and you're from Boston area, Massachusetts, anywhere out there, we got hit with, like, not a massive snowstorm, but I'd say it was like it was a decent snowstorm.
Yeah, outside of Boston, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, where I live about an hour outside Boston. I think we got 6 inches of snow in the, like, overall, like, between the 2 days. So it wasn't terrible.
First one of the year.
First one of the year. Like, as soon as December hit, it was like, God was like, fuck you, snow.
Yeah, good way to dip our toe into the snow.
The earth was like, fuck you, snow. So it kind of sucked. I got to work from home one day. It was nice. I don't know about you. I don't know if your classes got canceled. I know.
Yeah, 2 days actually. Really nice.
Yeah, so that's not bad. You got no school. I actually had to still work, but it was from home. I didn't have to go anywhere. But that gave me more time to think about the Celtics and how great they've been playing over the past two games.
Killer segue.
Since the last time since the last time we talked, they came off a loss against the Nets, and that wasn't really a great game for them. We should kill the Nets every time we play them. I don't think they're a great team. Kyrie Irving didn't even play. But then we came back and we stayed in New York. Well, the Celtics stayed in New York and they went against the Knicks, who are also one of the worst teams in the league, and they beat them pretty badly, 113-104. It was a good game overall. We should beat the Knicks every time we play them, just like we should beat the Nets every time we play them. However, in the third quarter against the Knicks, Marcus Smart came out of the game with a abdominal injury, and they haven't really talked really much about this injury yet, but Brad Stevens said after the game that it wasn't as bad as last year. They didn't think it's bad as last year's injury, which, I don't know if anyone remembers out there. Last year, Smart came off a pick off of Vucevic, I think his name is, against
Vucevic.
He's one of my actually favorite big men in the game off of the Magic, and he hit his abdominal area, and he was out for about 4 to 6 weeks last year, and the Celtics really missed him. So hopefully Brad Stevens knows what he's talking about. I know you might have – I think you looked up, like, what the timetable is for that kind of injury.
Yeah, I mean, it's only if it's an abdominal strain. That's what I'd assume it was. He had something similar to that last year, and if they said it's not that bad. Normally for an abdominal strain, it says it's about 6 weeks. So hopefully it's not that serious, and we'll hope for around three, but – it's hard to say.
It's hard to say. And obviously, we saw what happened when we played the Heat. I don't want to get into that game just yet, but it doesn't seem like we'll miss Smart that much, hopefully. Some of the younger guys did step up against the rest of the game for the Knicks. We have Brad Wanamaker, who's been playing pretty great minutes lately. Balling. He's really came out of nowhere, and I think that was a great pickup for the Celtics. Carson Edwards is going to get some minutes going forward. I know we can see what he can get into. And then maybe we'll see a guy like Green play a little more, playing in that shooting guard position. So we'll really see what kind of team we have if Smart's going to be out for a little bit over the next month. We'll really see what kind of point guard depth we really have.
Of course. That's a great point. I'd love to see what we can get from guys like Javonte Green. He got the last roster spot in the preseason. I remember between him and I forget the other guy's name now, but he was the shooting forward. I really liked him too, but Javonte Green was such a hustle player. He reminded me of Semi Ojeleye, just really athletic but a raw prospect. So I'd like to see what he can do in the minutes that he would play. And like you said, Carson Edwards will get a little more time. So hopefully he can get into more of a rhythm than he has been so far in the limited role that he's had.
Mm-hmm. And then if those guys do play good, maybe we could trade those guys down the line. I know Smart's kind of injury prone, but maybe if he comes back healthy and these guys play great when he's out, we can use that as trade bait down the line. Who knows?
Or maybe Marcus Smart becomes expendable if Javonte Green can become a good enough defender. But that's kind of a wild idea.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get rid of Marcus Smart anytime soon. I just don't see us getting rid of him. He's here to stay.
Yeah, we just inked him up too. But
I was going to say, we just signed a contract. It's a thought. You never know with Danny Ainge what's cooking up in his mind, you know?
Of course, you got to keep the pieces moving.
He's definitely an evil genius up there running the squad. Making moves all the time, trading for draft picks. So you never know what he's got cooking.
Of course.
But now I want to talk about the Miami Heat, the game against Miami Heat last night. This is a game we were both looking forward to. I really wanted to go to it. but I obviously I didn't go. The Celtics ended up winning the game 112-93. But at times in the beginning, I don't know if you watched any of the game last night.
Oh, yeah.
But at times in the beginning, it looked bad. During the first quarter, I did not think the Celtics would win this game. The Heat were basically doing whatever they wanted against the Celtics, and the Celtics really came out cold. They weren't hitting shots, and they were turning the ball over. It just looked like they weren't ready to play. And then I think they were down maybe even 10 or 11 at one point, going in almost like at some point in the second quarter. And then all of a sudden, bam, switch came on. Players started playing. Walker started scoring points. Like, Walker wasn't missing, like, any shots. Brown started playing better. Tatum started playing better. So at one point in the second quarter, all of a sudden, switch came on. Everyone just started firing shots in.
Of course. They were shooting on all cylinders. And I'll give that a big, you love to see that. They did get out to a terrible start, though. They were actually saying that, the announcers, while I was watching the game. They were saying the Heat are known for getting out to fast starts, and the Celtics are known for getting out to slow starts. Mm-hmm. I think the Heat were like up 8-0 or 8-4 or something like that, like 8-2. But they just jumped out to a lead right away, and I was like, man, you can't go down against a team like the Miami Heat, one of the top seeds in the East, with a cold-hearted killer like Jimmy Butler on that team. So right away, I thought, oh, this isn't going to be good. I was expecting a loss, honestly. I'm very cynical when it comes to sports like that. We jump out to an early, like, being down so much against a great team like that. I don't have a lot of faith. But like you said, it was the beginning of the second quarter. We were getting smoked. We were down by 11 points. And then all of a sudden, we started firing on all cylinders. And I think a huge key to that was Jaylen Brown. He was hitting every shot imaginable. Every time he got the ball, he was either making the open pass or taking a fantastic look for a good shot. He had plenty of threes, finished with 31 points and 4 rebounds. I've loved what I've seen from him over the last couple of games. After that slump that we were talking about last podcast when he only had 8 points, we said we needed better from him. And then after a 28-point performance against the Knicks and a 31-point performance against the Heat, that's the bounce-back performance that we wanted to see.
Exactly. That's really what we want to see as Celtics fans. He's shutting us up. He had a really bad game, and then he comes back and plays out of his mind. He put his money where his mouth was, and against the Heat, a team that we need to see if we can beat, he really did it. He performed well. And we actually played decent defense after the first quarter and a half as well.
Marcus Smart, too.
Yeah, no one really on the Heat rose to the occasion besides, obviously, Jimmy Butler dropped 37 points, played out of this world.
Naturally.
He was making shots that I was like, holy shit, like, how does he make these shots?
A lot of really bad shots, like contested threes, and they were going in, and I was just, there was no stopping him.
There's really no stopping him. We didn't really have an answer for him. But really no one else on that team rose to the occasion. The next leading scorer with 12 points was fucking Kelly Olynyk. The guy that we couldn't wait to get rid of. That's bad on the Heat's part. I think we didn't really get the Heat's best game that last night. I think they have a lot more to show than that. They have a lot of young guys. They have a lot of young talent on there. They can keep up with any team. Fresh legs there. So we'll see going. We probably play them a few times down the line, obviously, in the Eastern Conference. But it was a great win against, like you said, one of the higher seeds in the East as of this moment. I think going into the game, we had the same record. We were tied. So obviously we get up a game on the Heat now, and we really showed the East how we can handle a good team. And I heard this earlier too on the radio. The Heat did have a pretty easy schedule before this game. They had a lot of cupcake teams. They had a lot of walkover teams. So this was really the Heat's pretty much their first test, I'm going to say. And then they have another game tonight or tomorrow against Toronto. So I really want to see how they back bounce against Toronto, the Raptors. I think it's in Toronto as well. So if they can beat Toronto in Toronto, I think we'd just really be a good Heat team.
Oh, of course.
It shows a lot.
Yeah, I would say so. And I like that point you made that the Heat did not play their best basketball. Obviously, they had that hot start, and they jumped out to it and were able to get that lead. But there was a reason that the Celtics offense just started working. The Heat weren't able to keep up with them on defense. They didn't have anyone to match up with the combo wings of Tatum and Brown. And they both ended up just going off and torching them, which led to the eventual blowout win. So I wouldn't count on that the next time we play the Heat. I think we'll play them another three times, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. And next time, I'm sure they'll bring their A game. Like you said, I'll be watching that game against the Raptors, too. I love what I've seen from Spicy P this year, big Pascal Siakam guy. Yeah.
Is that like a legit name?
That is his nickname, yeah. It took me a while to actually like get the confidence of saying it because it sounds really ridiculous and it doesn't suit him at all. But, hey, I like it. It's got a little ring to it. Once you get saying it, you get used to it.
I don't know if I can catch on to that. Spicy P.
I don't even know what it's really from. I don't know. Maybe like spicy food. I don't know what his deal is, but
someone on the team had to have got it from somewhere in his childhood, or maybe it's an inside joke somewhere down the line. Or
yeah, I'm gonna have to Google that at some point. But
yeah, we'll get back to you guys on that. We'll find out why his nickname is Spicy P. It has to be out there somewhere.
Of course, solving the important questions.
I've heard weirder names than that. Stranger names than that. So it's not the strangest nickname. I bet you. Do you have any nicknames?
Like for me personally.
Like, does anyone call you something else? Like anything other than like Liam?
I get McDaddy a lot, which I hate.
Oh, McDaddy. Okay.
That one's a weird one. People call me McDaddy or McDad.
Hopefully, it's coming from some girls.
I wish, but it's really not. Usually, it's coming from a couple of jackasses and weirdos. Because my last name's McDade, so in high school, people would just call me McDad or McDaddy. It kind of caught on, but it's whatever. People usually just call me by my last name.
It's not the worst name. Pretty decent.
When a girl's saying that, there are worse things out there.
Yeah, it's not a bad nickname.
Yeah, but you got any nicknames?
I mean, Big C is like what my like dad called me when I was like, I don't know, I'm playing sports. Nice. Girls called me Con Con in high school or whatever. Dumb shit. Like
the cute plush toy name.
Nothing really great. People call me by my last name, like Strayer. Like they would say, "What's up, Strayer?" I don't know. I really never got into like the last name kind of thing. I like people calling me by my first name.
However, start calling you Spicy Strayer.
Spicy. Oh, I like that. Spicy Strayer. Yeah. You can call me that. But anyways, I think we last recorded Saturday. So we've only had two games in between that. We won both of them pretty easily, I would say. There really was no competition with the Knicks. And then after the first quarter of the Miami Heat game, we kind of ran all over them. That was our game right after, like, I mean, I would say midway through the second quarter, we turned the Jets on and we easily won that game. So two great wins. I didn't think we were going to win, beat Miami going into it, but still a great win. I'd love to see it. It was a nice pleasant surprise for my Wednesday afternoon, for my Wednesday evening. So I should say.
Wine Wednesday,
exactly. Poured a nice little glass of wine. Actually drank the whole fucking bottle and watched Miami versus Celtics. You never know, you know. But looking down the line at tomorrow's Friday. Holy shit, this week's going by fast. Friday, we play the Denver Nuggets at home. This is a big game. Last time we played Denver, we lost to them in Denver. It was only a couple weeks ago. We lost 96-92. It was pretty much an ugly offensive game, but obviously that's the game where Kemba Walker died. So he got carried on a stretcher, and now he's back, and we're playing in Boston. So I think the Celtics win this game by a decent amount. I don't know about you.
I would say so. I mean, we only lost by 2 points last time, and we didn't really have Kemba Walker. I think he only had like 4 points that game before he ended up severing his spine and having to leave. But so with him back, we also are playing terribly. We got off to another terrible start there. We just couldn't get the jump on them. We were able to come back a bit toward the end, but we just didn't have somebody to, you know, be that closer, I guess, you know. We want that to be Jason Tatum, and he shows it at moments, but that's what we got Kemba Walker for. He's that established veteran, and if none of the younger guys are going to do it, I trust that Kemba would. So I hope that tomorrow – is it in Mile High? Is it?
No, it's in Boston. We just played in Denver like two weeks ago.
So then I definitely give the advantage to the Celtics. Even playing field, there's no altitude issues down here in Boston.
Well, I mean, it's not really even because Denver is running in the Mile High, you know?
They're in better conditions. But I still, I'll give the nod to the Celtics. I'm saying Celtics win by 11.
Yeah, I might say the same, to be honest. This is a game to win for us. I think they come out, win by 11-plus points, 10-plus points, and the Celtics should be happy with that. And I'll be happy with it too. I was looking at the power rankings that ESPN came out with a couple days ago, and they actually had the Nuggets above us. Where I think we were fifth. I'm gonna say, but they had the Nuggets around 4 or 3.
And what the power Nuggets rate. Beat?
The Nuggets have beaten.
They just lost to the Lakers. I mean, they're a great team. Don't get me wrong.
They've beaten like Sacramento, Phoenix, Portland, Orlando, Miami. They beat the 76ers. Good win.
Not impressed.
Minnesota, Brooklyn, Memphis. They beat Houston. Yeah. They beat us. But
fair enough.
They were high up there in the power rankings, which I was blown away by that. Actually, I found the link to it. This was 4 days ago.
I'll stay adamant with a full roster. I think we got him.
Yeah, 4 days ago. Yeah, fourth. Wow, in the power rankings. Holy shit. I don't know their logic behind that, but we're right behind them at fifth, according to ESPN. So with Kemba Walker back in the lineup, playing healthy, I know we're missing Smart probably tomorrow. We don't know how long he's going to be out for. I don't think Smart's going to play tomorrow.
No.
But. Sure. I still think we won this game with insert Kyrie Walker into that lineup, and I think we can handle the Nuggets. It's going to be a great test to see, but we're at home and we have Kemba back, so we take down the Nuggets.
Of course, we'll see what those power rankings look like the next day after that game, and we'll come back to you on that one because I think there's going to be a change there. Obviously, we won't have Marcus Smart to chase around Jamal Murray, who I think is an absolute beast. He'll be out there getting his shots. He gave the Celtics a 50 piece, was it last year or something like that? Mm-hmm. He's unbelievable. I'd love me some Jamal Murray. So it'll be fun to watch him. And I guess it'll be probably up to Kemba to unfortunately have to guard him. But we'll see. I think Celtics by 11.
Celtics, yeah. So I'm saying Celtics by 10 plus points in this one. If they win this game against Denver and they go on, I think they have an easy opponent after that. Who do they play? Because the next power rankings, they play Cleveland. After that, I think, and by then, the next power rank will come in. If they win those two games, I'm thinking the Celtics are in the top three in the basketball. Do you think so? Because right now, they have Milwaukee, Lakers, Clippers. Those are your top three teams as their top ranked teams. I think they can sneak in there, maybe take LA spot, the Clippers spot, maybe. Because they're sitting pretty at 15-6, and they have their third in the power rankings.
Yeah, the Clippers have been, I mean, they have the load management guys, so they're not out there burning it every night. They played a great game against the Spurs that I watched the other night. Love me some Spurs basketball, and I was really hoping they'd take down the Clippers and hopefully turn around their season. So I'm still hoping. But 100%, the Clippers could fall out of contention. The Bucks had a really convincing win the other night that makes me think they're not going anywhere, unfortunately, or usually I'd say Milwaukee's out of there. But I think it's Lakers, Bucks, and then Sixers.
Celtics.
Celtics climb in there at number three.
Yeah, I would love to see it. And I don't really care too much really about power rankings that much. It's ESPN. What do they know?
Yeah.
We're better than them. So.
I like to think so.
And like you said, the load management thing, that's probably why the Clippers are sitting in the three spot with a 15-6 record. Because the other teams behind them all have better records. Well, some of the teams behind them have better records, and they could easily be in that three spot. The Lakers, I don't think they're going to move out of that top three ranking. They're looking pretty good. Are you surprised about this Lakers team so far?
I am, and I don't want to admit it. I thought they were going to be great. I thought the Clippers were going to be better.
Yeah.
But, man, LeBron James and Anthony Davis just fit so well on the court together. It's like he's the best version of Kevin Love and Chris Bosh that he's ever had. They fit seamlessly. I never thought the big three in Miami fit together so much as they were, just like all great players on the court at the same time. So they made do. I mean, they won 2 out of 4 championships. But it just seems like LeBron's found a friend. He advocated for this guy. He pulled him out of New Orleans, finally got him. And now they're together and they're reaping the reward of it and all the tension and the drama that went on with getting rid of the young guys in LA and bringing Anthony Davis over. It's finally paying off. And I think they're a championship lock, unfortunately.
You think the Lakers are a championship lock, even over the Clippers?
I as much as I love Ivanka Zubac, and I hope he'd be able to take down Anthony Davis. I don't know. Everything I've seen from the Lakers, the team's playing great. Dwight Howard as a role player is working exceptional.
That's a guy who I wanted.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not? I love me some. It used to be D12, now it's D39 because he's gross.
It does not flow.
No, it does not. So that nickname goes out the window, thanks, Dwight. But they have Danny Green and Avery Bradley, two spectacular role players. Always have a special place in my heart for Avery Bradley. I just can't look at him in a Lakers jersey, so I haven't been able to watch any of the games, but that's all right.
Like you said, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, they're playing great together. I didn't think they would get off to this hot of a start because I looked at the rest of their roster, and I was like, oh, shit, they have nobody.
Yeah.
But since LeBron James and Anthony Davis are probably two of the top 10 players in the NBA, you really got to cover them, and that's going to leave guys open. Like Kuzma's going to have way more open shots. Caldwell Pope's going to have extra shots. Rondo is going to be able to pretty much roam free, and Rondo's a monster.
Can't forget about the man.
You can't forget about Rajon Rondo, who's still killing it, literally killing it. He scored against their last game against the Jazz. He went 12 assists and 14 points.
That's a pretty basic, and nine rebounds. Oh wow!
That's a triple double. Almost had a triple double, and it's a guy I wish we had on this team.
Vintage.
Well, Smart's out. Rondo's just killing it. This Laker team is looking really good. Hopefully, we don't have to see them in the finals if the Celtics make the finals. But goddamn, it would be a great story. We would have to say.
Bringing it back to the old days of the Lakers Celtics in the finals.
And a guy that we could never get. We got past him when we had the big three. But after that, a couple of years ago, we couldn't get past LeBron. LeBron's always been the king of the East. He's always been reigning on the East for the past like 10 years. Yeah. Now that he's on the Lakers, it would be a great story. I would love to see Celtics Lakers.
Of course. Imagine if we could finally get by LeBron James. You know, obviously we don't have Pierce, Garnett, and Allen, but instead we do it with Kemba Walker, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Marcus Smart and Gordon Hayward. That'd be unbelievable.
It almost sounds like impossible when you say that.
When
you were like naming those players, like, wow, we're really going to take down the Los Angeles Lakers, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis with that group of guys. But it is doable. I really think it's doable.
It's all about how you play as a team.
Yeah, and if it is Celtics Lakers, I think those ratings would be sky high. I think a lot of people would love to see LA versus Boston. Bring it back to the old school roots. Yeah, obviously, I think you'd have Larry Bird attending one of these games, you would think.
Larry Legend will certainly be an attendance.
He doesn't really attend most games, but for this, come on. If it's Lakers versus Celtics, I would think Larry would have to be there. I think the big three would be there. KG would be there. Rondo obviously wouldn't be. He would be there, but he would be in the Lakers uniform.
Yeah.
So it would be great to see. We're jumping the gun here, but I would love to see. I know you would love to see it.
It's a nice dream.
Yeah, we'll see. And watch us in like 4 or 5 months. Watch us be talking about Celtics Lakers in the finals. I hope. I would love to see it.
Fingers crossed.
But I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode. I know it was only two games in between last episode. So hopefully next week we got a few games in between. So we'll have more to talk about. You guys can listen anywhere out there on iTunes, SoundCloud. You can go on CouchGuysSports.com. Click on the tab podcast and then click on the Rafters podcast and you'll find us there. So everyone have a great week and we'll see you soon.
Have a good one.
Peace. This is pretty short.
I'll cut it off there. I haven't finished the recording thing. We didn't talk about the Knicks like in depth though. Should we, or are we good?
What?
We didn't really talk about the Knicks game as much as we just talked about Marcus Smart. Should we go in depth about the Knicks and I just edit it into the middle?
We don't have to. It was kind of like a boring game, I think, right?
Yeah. I mean, the Knicks held on a little bit, but yeah, we ended up breaking away at the end.
Yeah, it was really.
But there really isn't.
There wasn't really like any big news about it.